inform the deliberations of the board and any subsequent directives they may see fit to issue. The incident in question took place in and around the harvesting and dockside quarters of Carvenport on September 26. The board will recall Mr. Dunmore's Blue Trance communication on 12 Demesta, which described the successful capture of a wild black by the Chainmasters Independent Contractor Company, following a lengthy expedition to the southwestern regions of the Eradsian interior. I also refer the board to the previous 10 quarterly written reports from this division concerning the increasing attrition rate amongst pen-bred stock, with blacks proving the most short-lived of all breeds. I am sure the board requires no reminder of the ever-decreasing potency of product harvested from inbred and youthful stock. Therefore, the capture of a live and healthy wild black, the first such capture in more than a dozen years, was greeted with considerable excitement throughout the ranks of syndicate employees, in that it offered the prospect of thickened bloodlines and quality product for years to come. Unfortunately, such expectations were soon revealed as premature. The black, a full-grown male of some 16 feet in length, proved extremely difficult to handle, perennially unsettled and prone to dangerous lunges even when sedated and its jaws firmly muzzled. Several harvesters were injured in wrangling the beast, and one maimed when it contrived to crush him against the walls of its pen after feigning somnolence for several hours. The cunning of the various breeds inhabiting these lands has oft been remarked upon by harvesters and naturalists alike, but I must confess to a considerable personal discomfort at the vicious calculation displayed by this particular animal, traits so far unseen in all my years on this continent. In addition to its frequent violence, the black also refused to mate with any pen-bred female, reacting with either indifference or aggression whenever one was placed in its proximity. Added to this was the extreme reluctance on the part of the female blacks to remain anywhere near their wild cousin, all becoming excessively agitated and vocal at the mere sight of him. So after 4 months, with no prospect of a successful mating and costs of feeding and caring for the specimen increasing, Mr. Dunmore ordered the beast be harvested. I have attached minutes of my discussion with Mr. Dunmore, which are fulsome in their description of my opinion on the matter and require no repetition here. Mr. Dunmore determined to make a celebration of the harvesting, a sop to local morale which has suffered recently due to the dip in markets and consequent reduction in contract terms. It was decreed, therefore, that the harvesting would take place on the same day as the bloodlot, not often regarded as a day of merriment elsewhere, but in these far-removed lands has become something of an annual festival. The prospect of a child finding themselves elevated to a life of prosperity by mere chance holds considerable resonance for those who often find their own ambitions curbed by the reality of individual ability. To add to the festivities, Mr. Dunmore intended to retain 1/50th of the harvested product for distribution to the populace by means of a raffle. Given the current market price for undiluted black, I am certain the board will recognize the popularity of this contrivance. The principal reason why the area surrounding the harvesting vat was so crowded at the decisive moment. Personal narrative. I remain hopeful of the board's understanding in reporting my failure to establish the precise chain of events leading to the ultimate calamity, a task that remains unfulfilled despite my exhaustive efforts. Many first-hand witnesses are now sadly consigned to the grave, and those remaining amongst the living are often unreasoned to the point of lunacy. Exposure to undiluted product can have unpredictable consequences. As for my own account, I was not present for either the bloodlot or the harvesting, having opted to remain at the academy to address a large glut of unresolved correspondence. At approximately 20 minutes past the 14th hour, I was drawn from my labours by the tumult of screams from beyond the window. On going to investigate, I was struck by the sight of numerous townsfolk running through the streets with considerable, nay panicked, alacrity, many a shocked, pale or weeping face amongst the throng. Spying one of my students amidst the mob, I opened the window and called her name. A bright and resourceful child, as my girls invariably are, she managed to extricate herself from the rush by means of clambering up the academy railings, clinging on as she made her report. "It's loose, madam. The black is loose in the town. Many are dead." I must confess to a shameful loss of decision at this point, for which I naturally crave the board's pardon. However, I trust you will recognize that this particular circumstance